My name is Dan Abbas. I'm director of Kurdish Housing Association. And Kurdish Housing has been established in the last, for 22 years now. And mainly we've been what we used to call, or still calling, BME Housing Association. Basically, we are localized and specializing in providing housing services, advices, and properties to the Kurdish, Turkish, Iranian, Iraqi communities, all the languages that is covered by the Kurdish. And that is basically where our specialty is. Mm-hmm. What we do is we provide the services in their own language. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. We don't just interpret. We provided any Kurdish is in, that's precisely where we are specialized in providing service that is tailored around the needs of the service users.
Okay.
One more question. What do you think about the as your funding's getting cut? What do you think the social well-being is of your tenants? If your service is completely reduced, how do you think they'll handle maybe moving back into a mainstream service?
I believe that there's a lot of there's a compromise. Mm. And those reduces obviously would come with a compromise on the standard of services, but also on the deprivation that's widespread in many areas of London and certainly in the UK. So the areas which is what we call them BMEs. It's very important that to recognize that any society has certain groups that they would be disadvantaged of the mainstream society because of the language, because of the disability or gender or any other reason. And they need an extra help. And that should be there. And the cuts have affected, I believe, unfairly and proportionately on those categories.